Salutations to all, wherever you may be listening, on a video platform or on an audio podcast platform. Greetings. All right, this will be a somewhat short video. I want to play a video that was brought to my attention by my friend, Dr. Raza Vihari. If you guys follow the Joe Rogan podcast, Joe Rogan had Bart Sobrell on the show. I did a show with Bart Sobrell about a year ago, and maybe a little bit more than that. But anyways, Bart Sobrell on the Joe Rogan podcast on several occasions mentions a friend of his that works for the Chinese Space Agency. And if you've been following me for a while, you guys know damn well who Bart Sobrell was talking about. That was Dr. Raza Vihari. My friend, my homie, we will be doing a show next week breaking down that Joe Rogan podcast interview. And it'll be a more of a casual conversation. In the past, we've done deep dives from the Khazarian Mafia to the Vatican, all kinds of deep dives. So if you haven't catched those shows and you're interested, definitely check them out. But yeah, next week's show will be more of a casual chat, breaking that down as well as other things. I just recently, as a few minutes ago actually, updated a playlist on my Odyssey. So if you go to my Odyssey channel, if you're listening to this through audio podcast or even on YouTube, because I'm going to post this video on YouTube, make sure you follow me on Odyssey. I post all my shit there pretty much. And anyways, if you go there, if you search right here on this little search thing, you can find specific topics that I may have talked about. You will also find a playlist. I have some dedicated shit there, but I just did a moon landing playlist. Check this shit out. Oh, crap. Anyways, here is the moon landing playlist. Does that? Okay. So I guess you go there and it'll play the first video. So the first video on that playlist is the 12 smoking guns that Dr. Raza did on my show, fully edited by the Apollo detectives. And then I have Bart Sobrell, the podcast him and I did. It was podcast number 93, to be precise. Then I have David McGowan's Wagging the Moon Doggy audiobook. I have a debate that I did with, what the hell was his name? I'm sorry. Andrew McCarthy, the son of a bitch, has well in excess of 300,000 YouTube, or I'm sorry, Twitter, whatever the fuck, X followers. So follow me on Odyssey for that playlist. I'll put it as a community post on YouTube as well. But anyways, I wanted to do this quick video to highlight a video that Dr. Raza did on his channel. But it's by this guy named Destin. Let's share that now. Destin, he's a freaking engineer. Okay, here we go. All right. This guy's channel has it's called Smarter Every Day. He has 11.5 million subscribers on YouTube. Has 373,000 followers on X, Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it. And let's find out a little bit about this guy before we play that video from that Dr. Raza brought to my attention. And that way you'll know who this guy is. Right.
Jason Casabri. Really fun. The other day, someone from the university reaches out and they said, hey, doesn't your student Destin, doesn't he like do talks occasionally or whatever? It was the American Astronautical Society. This is a group that discusses the future of space exploration. Aerospace CEOs, industry leaders, students, government officials, they've been having these discussions since the 1950s. They asked if I would do what I call a talkie talk. Now, usually I say no to talkie talks because I like to prepare and get it right. And it just takes a long time. Plus, I only do a few of those a year, and I just didn't know if this was the right thing to do. But the more I got to thinking about it, the more I realized that the people that were going to be in this room are the movers and shakers in the aerospace industry. And these are the people that are doing things like planning the mission architecture to go back to the moon. And when I looked at the name of the talk, it was Advancing Space from LEO to Lunar and Beyond, or at least this is a symposium. It's the 2023 Von Braun Space Exploration Symposium. Now, Wernher von Braun, or von Braun, depending on what way you pronounce his name, was the main architect behind the Apollo program, which is when we went to the moon. Right now, America is doing what's called the Artemis program. And the Artemis
program... All right, enough of that shit. You can go to Smarter Every Day YouTube channel if you want to watch the rest of that bullshit. It's about an hour and a half. Funny how he mentions Wernher von Braun, or Brown, but doesn't mention that he was a top-level Nazi scientist brought over by Operation Paperclip. They, for whatever reason, they don't like ever talking about that. Funny how that is, isn't it? and then as you, so he gave a little introduction of what he does, who he is, all that bullshit. All right, now I want to play the clip. I just need to find it real quick. Want to play the clip of that Dr. Raza put up on his channel. And okay, here we go. Share the screen. Present. Share screen. Moon landing. All right, that's Dr. Raza's YouTube channel. And he has several videos right there of him and I working together. I'm super stoked that he got the mention up on the Joe Rogan podcast. How cool is that? So if you guys did catch that and heard about a Chinese, this is who he's talking about. It's Dr. Raza. And, you know, that's my homie. Anyways, this is a video that he put up just recently.
It's like,
and titled it, Did NASA Just Admit They Faked the Moon Landings? Dr. Raza, this was 4 days ago. It's already got quite a couple thousand views on it. But Dr. Raza's description says, Destin is a young American guy who grew up around NASA, and he was carefully selected not only because of his great acting skills, but also because of his YouTube channel, Smarter Every Day. He was selected to break the bad news to us that it is going to take at least 15 tanker ships just to fuel up the one moon lander landing craft. What does that mean? It means that the amount of radiation protection material is going to be way too heavy to send up there on just one tank of fuel. What does this mean? It means that there was no way human beings could have gone to the moon in the 1960s. Without any radiation shielding material to protect them at all. So that is the description. And let's play this video now. It's about 4 minutes. After this video, I'm just going to end this video. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, follow the Odyssey channel for all the video content. Tons of video content there. You'll have weeks, maybe more, of video content. You would never get even through it if you tried, just so much out there. And much love to all the followers. And again, next week I have Don Jeffries and Dr. Raza Vahari on two separate shows. So it should be a banger of a week. Follow this channel for more content everywhere except YouTube. If you are listening to this on YouTube, thank you for the sub, but don't follow me here. Follow me on these other platforms. All right, y'all.
Congratulations. You guys have successfully navigated that. You have. There's a lot of reasons you navigated that. Artemis branding was a big part of that, kind of like Penny Whistle Productions flipping it to Smarter Every Day. It's great. I love how nervous you guys are. This is great. This is more fun for me than it is you. Everybody, I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this. This is so good. We're going, right? I've seen the video. We are going. I've heard people make fun of the video. But I think it's a pretty good video. But there's this thing in the back of all your heads. At least it would be for me. The beautiful thing about this is I get to leave and I'm not in anybody's food chain in the room. That's the coolest thing about this. There's a scoreboard that exists, and the scoreboard looks like this. My buddy Michael made this today. It's a scoreboard, lunar landings, Apollo era engineers and infrastructure, 6 lunar landings, Artemis, 0. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's pretty cool. We made that. I was like, I bet that'll work. So we made that. So let's look at this. So they did it, right? They've got points on the board. They did it. We're going to do it, right? We're going. Yeah, okay. Let's look at how they did it. So this is a really cool graphic. This is the mission for Apollo. Okay? Left Earth, circularized. Left, went out to LLO. Went down, ascent stage, come back up. You know, there's some rendezvous action in there. Come home, right? That's what they did. Here's Artemis 3. Let's look at this. Remember the part about saying the truth earlier? What do you guys think about this? It's different. A very wise, politically savvy engineer that I happen to know. Okay. I did not understand until this week when I really thought I was going to embarrass myself in front of you guys and then decided to further embarrass myself in front of you guys. I didn't realize that in order to get the human lander to the moon, we have to launch a bunch of additional rockets to tank up in low Earth orbit. I didn't know that. And I'm like, well, how many rockets do we have to do that with? And they're like, 6. And then I start, because I know people, I start calling people. I was like, dude, really, how many rockets is it? They're like, well, boil off. And okay, so I was like, some people are like, well, it's looking like 8. I was like, 8 rockets? We have to fire 8 rockets to fire 1 rocket to the moon? And then they're like, I mean, that's what they're saying, but it's probably more like 12. Really? And then I was like, you know, I'm an engineer. I know how to do this stuff. So I started to account for like nominal schedule slip and boil off. And this is how many rockets it's going to take. To fuel up that thing to get it to the moon. I've done the math. If you had any questions, I'm joking. Remember, I'm the bad guy. I'm going to turn around and be the good guy in a minute. So the question is this smart? And now's the time where people are scared to talk again. Not efficient. It's not efficient. So in the bottom right, I've drawn a picture. I've picked a picture from the We Are Going video. That's how many rockets went to the moon and landed for Apollo, for all of Apollo. And I'll take you back to this chart. Okay, I've said enough. Is this the simplest solution? Okay, so I should probably leave now. I'm Dustin.
Shortly after delivering this talk, we saw an answer to this question. This article came out. Someone at NASA said it's going to take at least 15. So we at least have a baseline now. We have a floor. It could be more than that. It's at least 15. We still don't know the answer to how many rockets it's going to take to fuel that thing up.